My name's Justin Watts. I'm the current Fire Brigade Captain at the Yambuck Fire Brigade.
And we're sitting inside the station at the moment. Very neat station, I've got to say, from CFA stations I've been inside. Just tell us a little bit about the brigade here in Yambuck then. Is it a big brigade? Because, I mean, Yambuck's a pretty small town.
Currently we have approximately 40 active members, both from the town and surrounding district. And we also have a number of brigade members that help out behind the scenes and don't actually attend the fire ground. And we also have a junior fire program running with approximately 10 members of that at the moment. The fire brigade is going strong.
I might talk a little bit more about how the junior thing works in a moment. How do you, I mean, with 40 members though, that must be a pretty good rate, is it? Compared to, you know, town size and so on, a pretty good ratio compared to other CFAs?
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate out here. We have a lot of community spirit and people get involved with community activities, one being the CFA, of course. So the township does help us in that, where other rural brigades may not have a township to come from. And of course, yeah, local farmers and their families participate in the brigade as well.
How stable is the brigade as well? Of those members, are they people who've, you know, been here for a long time?
Yeah, we have some members that are up around the 50 years service to the brigade, and some that have moved into the district and have joined, so may only be, you know, in the brigade for a couple of years. And of course, with the junior program running, we've had three or four of those move up to the senior ranks as they've got older. So it's a good base for the brigade.
Now, one of the things that was said to me about your brigade was that you're a very community-minded brigade, and that you do a lot of work in the community outside, of course, of just, you know, what the CFA normally does. Would you agree with that? And what sort of stuff does the brigade do?
We certainly try and make our profile as the Yambuck Fire Brigade as active as possible outside the normal fire calls. We assist with elderly folk around the township in our area with changing smoke alarm batteries coming into the months of winter time. We also run a kids fire safety awareness day, and it's been going now for 13 years. We run that in the school holidays in the middle of the year. And attendance to that's been great over the years. We average between 50 and 60 children at that and get out the fire awareness message. And also, you know, working up into the fire season, get the message out there for people to clean up around their properties and prepare for hopefully will be a quiet season, but you have to be prepared.
Just give us an idea about how busy the brigade is as well then. I mean, obviously we've had some big fire events in this part of the world, which I'm presuming you've been a part of. Generally, is it a busy brigade?
Yeah, the last fire season, although we didn't have a lot of incidents around our area, we travelled to the four major fires in the southwest and covered a lot of ground. A lot of people through different times of the day and night and during the week, when available, went away, like to the Grampians Fire, Minamite, Nelson, and there was another one at Cashmore. So we're involved in all those the fires, and not just fighting the fire, but also mopping up afterwards. So, pretty busy. And this year, you know, we're just starting to get into the season where we start doing some roadside strategic burning for the fire season, so we're working on that at the moment. We're also working on pre-season training for all active members so that their mind is refreshed and for what they have to do out on the fire ground, not only to fight the fire but to protect themselves if they get trapped and keep themselves and the crew safe.
How well placed is this brigade as well in terms of your equipment and all that sort of thing? I mean, you've obviously got a lovely, reasonably new shed, which I imagine a lot of brigades are pretty envious of. What about the things that are in the shed and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, well, the shed we've had for about 2 to 2.5 years now, so it's got a meeting room and a dual bay, engine bay, where we park the truck. The truck's second-hand out of Hillsville, but it's what they call a 3.4 tanker, so it holds 3,000 litres of water, four-wheel drive, so that's a fairly good, robust unit, yeah.
As the captain then of the Yambuck Brigade, what's your role outside of... just tell us a bit more about what your role actually encompasses.
I'm in charge of the brigade, officer in charge. Definitely can't do it without the lieutenants and secretary. Secretary is very good at handling all the little requests I have. But my role is to make sure everyone's well aware of their requirements on and off the fire ground, and to get people involved behind the scenes and making it a community place to be, so that people feel welcome and that they can, all of the brigade members can be approachable at any time.
And presumably you've found that yourself, because I gather you've been involved with the brigade here for quite some time?
Yeah, I've been around the brigade for a while, and of course the senior members of our brigade have helped us come up through the ranks, as well as our training and so forth. So it's always good to encourage the younger generation to come through and learn from what our older members can offer.
To that end, you did mention the juniors. Tell us a bit more about what that program is and how that fits into what you do here.
Okay, so the junior program we run here is for children between the ages of 11 and 16. And from 16 onwards, you can sign up with a brigade as a senior member. We not only work with the children in our brigade, but surrounding brigades, just so we can get the numbers. But when they turn 16, they return to their normal home brigade and run from there. So we've had some success at the local Region 5 championships with the juniors over the last 3 or 4 years, so it's an enjoyable time. And we train them in all aspects of firefighting, and you know, from radio communications to map reading. The only thing they're not allowed to do is attend a live fire.
So the idea is that you can join the juniors, go through that, and then if you do all that by the time you're 16, you're more or less ready to go as a proper brigade member?
Yeah, pretty much. The junior program is really beneficial to the ongoing involvement of people within the brigade. Sometimes I would believe that our junior members would have better knowledge of radios and map reading and equipment than some of our senior members.
Perhaps just lastly, I'm presuming that probably like all CFA units, are you constantly recruiting, constantly looking for new people to join?
Yeah, with our numbers up around the 40 active members, any new person that comes to town, we sort of go and have a chat to and say, would you like to join? It's although they don't have to, it's just a nice way of getting involved in the community of where they moved into, and get to know their neighbours and the people around town. So, but we're always, you know, there's always a position in the CFA that people can fulfil. They don't have to be on the front line fighting the fires on the back of the trucks. There's always something to do. So yeah, if anyone wants to join up, come right along and let me know.
Without naming names, are most people happy to take up the invitation, at least come and see what you do when they do move to town?
Yeah, we've been fairly fortunate the last few years. We've had a few new people to the town and surrounding district, and they've come along and seen what we do and get involved, and as well as bringing their kids along to the kids' day we have in the middle of the year. So it's been fantastic to have a bit of sort of new improved ideas from outside the community. It only makes the brigade grow, so it's been great.